I'm in Albany, live from the state capitol, where lawmakers returned for the 2019 legislative session last Tuesday, and in a historic vote, elected Senator Andrea Stewart Cousins to be the leader of the New York State Senate. Stewart Cousins is the first woman and the first African-American woman to lead the chamber. In her opening remarks, Senator Stewart Cousins promised that change was on the way and vowed to act on a number of progressive pieces of legislation that have been stalled in a Senate that has long been controlled by Republicans. There are now 39 Democratic members of the majority caucus and 23 Republicans among the first bills that were passed by the new Senate. Advocates celebrated the passage of a package of voting law reforms that add New York to the list of states that allow for early voting and same-day registration. Both the Senate and the Assembly also passed bills that allow for pre-registration for 16 and 17-year-olds, as well as a provision to allow for mail-in voting and no-excuse absentee voting. On their second voting day of the session, lawmakers in both the Assembly and the Senate took up and passed the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act, or GENDA, a bill that would add gender identity and gender expression as a protected class in the state's human rights and hate crimes laws, prohibiting discrimination in employment, housing, public accommodations, and other areas, and providing enhanced penalties for bias-motivated crimes. It was first introduced in both the Assembly and the Senate in 2003, but until this year, never came for a vote on the floor of the state Senate. I spoke with some of the longtime advocates for GENDA before the vote.
Ari Moore, from Buffalo, New York, a trans advocate since back in 2003, and a remaining advocate today.
What are your feelings about today and the imminent passage of the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act?
I'm elated. I am excited with a bit of metered anticipation. It's been, needless to say, everyone knows it's been a long time coming. It was a bill that was originally in the wording when SONDA was passed years ago. But I'm encouraged because now New York State has shown that it is truly progressive and a place of not just justice, but equality.
And SONDA, when you reference SONDA, that's the Sexual Orientation Non-Discrimination Act, and protections for transgender New Yorkers was carved out of that bill in order to get it to pass so many years ago, right? Mm-hmm.
You know your homework well, my dear. Also, we've been able to get DASA, Dignity for All Students, as well as marriage equality on all those motions. The transgender community had always been there helping our GLB sisters and brothers.
Is this going to make a difference for you in Buffalo?
It will make a difference for not just the state, but the whole East Coast. As you know, New York being the Empire State, it tends to lead in progressive and forward-thinking legislation and rulings. So I'm encouraged with that, and we look forward to see what the future has. As you know, well know, we have a brand new Senate that has come in, and I'm very encouraged about everything that I'm hearing about them.
Julie Gray Owens, Gender Equality New York. I'm the executive director and board chair.
How does today feel for you?
Well, it's interesting because I've been doing this work now for 16 years, and people all around me are very excited and jumping up and down. I have to be honest with you, I'm going to wait until I see the fat lady sing, you know.
This bill, it feels like one step, but what are some of the things that the bill doesn't do that you think we need to, that we need to pay attention to going forward?
Well, I would say that the bill is doing the job that it's supposed to do, which is to proclaim to New York legally and legislatively that it's not okay to discriminate against transgender and non-binary people. But that's it. That's what its job is, and that's what it will do. For us, I think that it sort of releases the hounds. And by that I mean now we can start talking about other legislation that's important to our community. For example, things like a third gender on licenses and also on birth certificates. Taking care of perhaps LGBTQ veterans who may have been removed from service because of who they are. There are 53 state benefits that they would be able to get if we passed legislation in that area, for example. So there's a whole host of work that needs to be done. We would love to see some type of employment program for the community where we would want to see people have the ability to get training on how to do resumes and how to do interviews, as well as help locating positions that might be available to them and training them on how to stay employed. Because that's obviously a big thing for our community. There is a need for homeless shelters, not only for children and teens, but also for older adults. And then we get into the whole issue of seniors of our community that are now going to be, you know, in a situation where they need help and protection as well. So there's a whole host of things that are going to be needed, but I think passing GENDA opens the gates now. And I personally believe that there'll be a media crush right now, which is going to help advocates and also the general public know a lot more about us than ever before.
Sounds like today is not the end of a long battle, but the beginning.
Exactly.
Both the Assembly and the Senate took up several bills that would protect LGBT rights in New York State, including a ban on conversion therapy and GENDA. Senators from both sides of the aisle shared stories explaining their vote and commended Senator Brad Hoyleman, the longtime sponsor of GENDA. A number of senators of color remarked that the bill's passage on Martin Luther King's birthday was a significant step in the right direction for human rights. The chamber, filled with advocates who'd worked for many years to pass this bill, erupted into loud cheers and a long-standing ovation for senators who voted for the bill. The bill was passed by the Assembly for the 12th time by a margin of 100 in favor to 40 against. GENDA passed the New York State Senate on a vote of 42-19. I spoke with several advocates celebrating in the hallway outside of the Senate chamber about how they felt after the vote.
I'm Erica Lorschbaugh. I'm the Assistant Director for Legislative Affairs for the New York Civil Liberties Union. We're here today and GENDA legislation has just passed in the New York State Senate. On behalf of myself, I'm super duper excited. As a genderqueer and gender nonconforming person, this legislation absolutely means the world to me. And on behalf of the Civil Liberties Union, this is, you know, a parity that we've worked to achieve for years and years, so we're super thrilled about it.
Reverend Moonhawk Riverstone, I'm just an independent activist, been doing this for close to 30 years.
Where are you from?
Schenectady, New York. And I'm delighted, over the moon, no words, great, happy. It was awesome to be both on the floor of the Assembly and the floor of the Senate today to witness what was going on and to see it actually become a reality after, you know, years of thinking this is never going to happen. And in a flash, it happens. And I love that that's the way the world changes. All of a sudden, boom, it tilts and it happens. And it's wonderful. It's also wonderful that, you know, Dr. King would have been 90 today had he lived. Today's his birthday, and we did this on his birthday, and it's kind of like really cool carrying his message and what he intended for everyone forward on a day like today, so it makes it special.
I'm Sam Brinton. I'm head of Advocacy and Government Affairs for the Trevor Project, which is the world's leading suicide prevention and crisis intervention program for LGBTQ youth. I am enthralled. I'm a survivor of conversion therapy. I've been discriminated against many, many times here in New York because of how I dress and how people perceive me. And today, that all starts to end. It starts to end. The conversation will continue. We have a lot of work left to do. The Trevor Project receives thousands of calls every single year from New Yorkers who are in crisis. And we're excited to say that maybe this will make those crises go away just a little bit. And that's a really big day.
In another part of the Capitol today, Governor Andrew Cuomo delivered his State of the State address and his proposed budget for 2019. He has said that he'll sign both the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act, GENDA, and the bill banning conversion therapy into law as part of his 100-day agenda. I'll be back next week with a report from Albany, where both houses are set to take up a bill to strengthen and expand abortion rights.